I'm in the office of Sir Robin Wales, who was the mayor of Newham. A spectacular view of London City Airport. Sir Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to be mayor of Newham, Labour mayor of Newham.
Indeed, Labour mayor of Newham's important. I joined the Labour Party when I was 15. Been in the Labour Party ever since, joined it in Scotland, in Kilmarnock. I've always been a Labour Party member because I believe in it, that we need to change our society. And I had lots of experiences. I grew up in a council estate in Scotland, and some of the poverty I saw around there, I can give you some examples, some quite interesting stories about what it was like. It just seems to me there has to be a better way. And it seems to me the Labour Party, the values, the true values of the Labour Party, which aren't always those which our MPs, all our MPs exhibit, are the values that I believe in and continue to believe in, and to which the majority of our party and our MPs still hold.
And what brought you to London?
Work. Dead straightforward. I was at Glasgow University and then I came down to work for BT. And I thought, you see, I thought I wanted to work in a place that would contribute to our society. Thought working in industry, working in BT, the money we made would then go back in the public purse, and then Thatcher sold it underneath me. And I tell you, that's why I went to BT, because it was nationalised. I went to work there. Didn't want, you know, in the end, I didn't want to work in the civil service, thought about it, but I wanted to work in some place like that, and then Thatcher sold it.
Without so much as a by your leave.
The shares I got, we sold them and gave them to the miners.
I'm particularly interested in talking to you about housing and Boris Johnson's approach to providing affordable housing in London. Now, he has set every borough in the capital a target for the amount of affordable housing that he thinks it should be possible to generate. Yours is the biggest target of all, I think 5,754. Why so large, and are you happy about it?
No, I think it's based on a complete lack of reality. I think the reality is, even at the peak, when in the last 3 years, we only built a third of that number of houses. There's nothing much happening at the moment. Yeah, there are some schemes. There's obviously Olympic Village, which will come in 2014. There's Stratford City with Westfield, who are developing things. And then there's Carrington, which we're developing ourselves. But other than that, there's very little going on because it's a difficult time. So we just think they're daft targets. But then the debate comes down to this. What's the nature of the social housing? How many social houses? And who's going to access those social houses? And that's where we get into difficulty. It seems to us that whether it's meant or not, the reality of what is being proposed is that the poor of London will be dumped in the East End of London. And that's unacceptable. So what we've done, we've worked with the government and indeed the mayor through the Olympic. There's an Olympic Park steering group, and from that we've agreed that the target from the Olympics and all the other regeneration that's going on will lead to convergence East London with the rest of London. We have much more non-employment, we have much worse health, we have much greater child poverty, so we've said over the next 20 years we should converge with the rest of London. Now, the minute you agree that, there are some implications. So if, for example, we have a number of social houses built here, then we can't be importing the poor of London. What we've argued for is a system where the five boroughs, that's ourselves, Hackney, Tower Hamlets, Waltham Forest and Greenwich, would allow cross-border movement because it's still the whole of East End of London, but that you could only bring people in from outside if, for example, they were working. You wouldn't let them access social housing from, I don't know, say Hammersmith and Fulham, if they weren't working and they were poor, because that would be exporting poor from Hammersmith and Fulham. And I'm sure Hammersmith and Fulham would want to deal with their own issues of poverty and would want to put their own resources into poverty. And you might want to ask the leader of some of the Conservative boroughs if indeed they think dealing with poverty and dealing with poverty in their boroughs is part of what they ought to do. And if it is, then they should be developing social housing there in order to provide opportunities for people there. Now, we go further on social housing. Our argument here is that for many years we've been housing people by need. The net result is that if you look across the country, we're increasingly getting areas of deprivation, areas of people areas of deprivation where we've been putting people who are poor and in need together. That's the surest recipe for making sure that nobody succeeds from there. So our argument here is we want a lot more flexibility, and we've asked for this through a multi-area agreement with the government, which says things like we want to be able to house people on low incomes with social rents, we want to be able to have social rents in the private sector, we want to do stuff to encourage employment. So council housing, social housing provides low rents. That should be used to support people on low incomes so that when they work, they can get more they can get more from their work. We're also, once the recession, we hit the bottom, we have a plan to have 500 equity share properties where you buy a half, we buy a half, but we won't charge you rent in a half. So we can help people on low incomes begin to take some, get some asset. Now, that's something Newham's going to do, and we've already got the money, we've already got the plans in place to do that.
Okay, now it's sometimes quite often said, in fact, about you that your aspiration for Newham in terms of housing and regeneration in the broader sense is to move the place up market. Now, some of what you were talking about sounded a little bit as if that's borne out. So is that true? I mean, sometimes this is made as an accusation. How do you respond?
Yeah, I want to make sure people here have a better opportunity and better lives. Our vision is that people will choose to work, live and stay in Newham. I don't want to lose any of the people we've got. People are poor. We're the third most deprived area in London, and what we want to do is drive up the quality of life for those people. Now, some of that, for example, in Canning Town, it's a big council estate, so we're bringing some private housing in order to mix it. But what I then want to do is be buying properties in our owner-occupied estates where I can have social housing so that I can mix the community, mix communities by ethnicity, tenure and class is the only way we're going to sustain our communities. And we talk about communities. I do not want people coming in here with what we already have, large amounts of poverty. We want to deal with that. We want to support people. The fact that our school scores, for example, our GCSE scores, are halfway up the London League table despite being the third most deprived borough is an indication that we think education, training, skills, upskilling our people is important. But we also believe that the biggest challenge is people who have never worked. I've got 18,000 people who have never, ever worked. I want them in to work because that's their best chance of getting opportunities in the future. Now, if you take regeneration, look at Tower Hamlets, you've got Canary Wharf. The biggest number of jobs, increase in jobs in the country, and the highest levels of non-employment anywhere in the country. What we're trying to do here is take our regeneration and say it must work for people, so we're investing in our people. And as an example, we have the Mayor's Employment Project, where we've said to people who are either long-term unemployed or never employed, we've said, come here, and we as a council will guarantee that you won't be worse off if you go to work. So if you're on benefit, if you go to work, we promise you won't be worse off, because we'll make up the difference. What we've found is nobody's worse off, but they need a lot of support. So we're currently redoing our budget so we can provide millions of pounds of support for people who are trying to get into work. That's what I want. I want our people here to have better opportunities. Second best is not good enough for people in Newham. And yeah, I do want to drive the place up market, but I want to drive it up market with the people that are here.
Well, of course, the other side of the argument, if your critics were here, they would say that the inevitable logic of some of the things that you want to do, you want to attract people into the borough, you've got a bit more money, it's fair enough. One of the inevitable consequences of this, and of all regenerations of this type, and we've got them in various parts of London, is that you price the people who are with the least money out of the market. We'll talk about Queen's Market specifically in a minute, but how do you respond to that general argument? How are you going to get around that problem?
Right, so what we want to do, what we started, we even set up something called Local Space, where we bought 1,000 properties, a housing association we set up, which bought 1,000 properties, and we're hoping to see them turned into social housing. I want to be able to borrow money so I can buy properties and turn them into social housing, thus enabling people to stay here. I don't want to drive the value of properties up. The value of properties will drive up anyway because of all the transport links. What we have to do is make sure there's plenty of opportunity for people who are already here to have social housing, and indeed then to have what I would argue is equity share. I want to see people on incomes between £20,000 and £50,000, because you have to be able to afford a bit of it, get and buy a bit of property and get stakes here. We want to encourage that, and the council is going to support that through 500. The plan is 500 equity shares a year until we get 5,000, so that local people can stay, buy a bit of that property, and then they can move up, we can get the rest, we can get the value back and then buy more properties and keep that going for local people. So we want more social housing, but in the right place. I don't want it in a big estate where people have no hopes and no chances. And my critics are the ones that don't live in these estates and don't see these estates. I want them scattered around the borough. I want them three-bedroom terraced houses, not in some flat in a tower block. I want to see opportunity for people who are poor, I want to challenge them. I think my other thing I would say to critics is, you have to challenge people, because if you don't, they'll end up sitting, not taking the best of their life. Work is really important. We need to encourage people into work, support them into work. And that's why you look at our pilot, we put vast amounts of support into supporting individuals. And so we should. I'll give you an example. I met a woman who'd never worked. We got her into a job in Woolworths, and she lost the job. But guess what? The next day she was back at workplace saying, I still want to work. I've enjoyed working. I want some more of this. I've had a taste of a better life, and I want that better life. Reality is that, if you look across the place, we continue to have vast amounts of poverty that nobody's dealing with. I think the critics that I've got are the ones that want to manage poverty. We want to try and end it. We have a philosophy that holds together for that, and that's about encouraging people to invest in themselves, and we'll support them to that. But we want to challenge people, we want to encourage them, we want to support them, we want to make sure they have the best possible lives they can have. My critics don't want that. What they want is for people to stay poor so they can look after them.
The Queen's Market debate has been a very interesting one in terms of regeneration and how it will work. Just one particular point, you've recently had a bit of a knockback in that the part of the plan that envisaged a 31-storey block has been turned down by Boris Johnson, which I think may have come as a bit of a surprise to you. Is that true?
I just think it's very interesting that the Evening Standard says, oh, how great this the how bad it is the plans we're doing, and Boris decides he doesn't like a tower. And we shall see. I think that there are political decisions that are made rather than decisions which actually make a difference to people. And I'll give you an example. The bridge, the Gallions Reach Bridge, the bridge that's going to provide tens of thousands of jobs has been blocked because a few people in Bexley voted Tory. Now, I'm sorry, but a mayoralty that puts, frankly, politics first and not the importance of people first is a disappointing mayoralty. And I think at the moment we're a little disappointed where Boris is going. But taking Queen's Market, which is the question you asked me, yes. I'm very clear. Queen's Market's a horrible, dirty, 70s-built building. We want to make it nice. We think local people should have a library, a local service centre, a nice market, a clean market, a modern market, but with the same things in it, plus a nice toilet. And you'd be amazed at how many people are keen on that. And we want to build some housing so we get some social housing right next to a tube station. It's a perfect place to have opportunities for social housing and housing. And there is a need for housing. So at one point, Boris is saying, give us all these houses. And we're saying, well, OK, we'll put some houses here. And he's saying, well, you can't do that. So it's a perfect place to have it. But be clear, ever since we started this, we said, look, we want to make the market better. Never, ever, ever have we said we want to close the market. We don't. But I don't see why people should shop in dirty, filthy conditions. And we can't fix it because it's a horrible 70s building. Now, of course, people forget the market's moved in the past. It was in the road beside it and moved in there. People forget that James Sinclair Point was there and that was knocked down. The history of this, our critics have no idea what was happening there. We want a nice, modern, clean market that's cheap. Very clear, I want to keep the same sort of goods being sold and the same opportunities for local people. And interestingly, a lot of the traders support us on this. But people don't want to hear that. They just want to hear complaints and criticisms. They don't want to hear anything positive.
It's very interesting you made that point about wanting to keep the prices low, because Absolutely. That is part of the anxiety of the people who are objecting to the scheme that you have in mind, isn't it? That's really a key thing. So, I mean, can you say, address it, come at it from a slightly different angle? I mean, if eventually, when the redevelopment takes place, if we assume that it is going to take place in some shape or form, if the prices of that market, the sorts of goods available in that market, are out of the price range of the sorts of people who go there now, will that be a failure?
Yes, very clearly, a failure. We have to provide the same goods that, well, I'll rephrase that. We have to provide the same opportunities that there. Now, remember, this is an area that's changed. It used to be called Little Jamaica. Now, it's very much more an Asian shopping centre. People change in this borough. Populations move. We're trying to get people to put roots down. The market will change. It's changed over the last 100 years. It'll continue to change. But essentially, I want a low-price market, selling goods that suit the people that live in this borough. I'm not looking for a borough market. If you want borough market, go off to borough market, and that's fine. And that's, you know, I'm sure Guardian readers would like to go to borough market rather than coming to Queen's Market. But Queen's Market's a smashing market. Really, it's exciting, it's diverse, the people that go there are fantastic. This is a fantastic borough with dynamic population. That's what makes the market, not the building. All we're saying is let's have a much nicer building. And I have to say, if we close the market, we can make vast sums of money, but we don't believe that's what people want or need.